This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, they've got answers.
Welcome to the June 13th, 2022 For Your Benefit radio show. We're here today and welcome the WEPA, W-A-E-P-A CEO, Shane Canfield, and Tony Sorrenti, and Tony is the Senior VP of Operations. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Bob?
Oh, I'm good. This is always a robust hour, and you have a great message. And first of all, why don't we, coming out of the box, what is WEPA?
WEPA is, I think, our most distinguishing feature that people ought to know is that we're a nonprofit. We are a 501c9, a benefits trust, this particular kind of nonprofit. And nonprofits are the IRS mission. Your mission needs to align with what the IRS wants. And ours was, this was done in 1943, and that is for the public good. And that rings true through all of our business. Now, we are also a business, of course, because we have to be good stewards of our money. We have to run our business well. We have to manage expenses. And we do all of those things, but we don't pay federal income tax. It's because of that mission. And so there are a lot of really interesting pieces to that. Just one is our board, for example, are not paid, and they are all civilian federal employees. So people look to us for life insurance, federal employees, that is. That's what we focus on. And we do it extremely well. So over 40,000 people are in the plan.
And you've been around for how long?
Yeah, since 1943.
Yeah.
Long time.
And always serving the federal sector. And the federal sector, I know you do presentations and the like, and well attended by the federal audience locally. And I suppose also they could get this nationally. And certainly they get the radio station nationally, but...
Yeah, it's a national program and always has been. We cover all agencies. When we were founded, we just did a select few agencies, and then over the next 20 years or so, we expanded it to all agencies. And Tony, when did we go to every single agency and department? Was it in the 70s?
That was in the 70s. That's right. Yep, early 70s.
But as well, it's in the continental United States, but it's worldwide.
Correct. Yes, we'll cover you anywhere. If you're serving overseas on temporary assignment or whatnot, you are 100% covered with WEPA. That's correct.
Okay, so we got a good view of what WEPA is all about, and how you all lead WEPA. Let's dig into it. So the first bullet point I see in front of me: what does inflation impact the federal workforce, or how does it?
It is such a big question, and I guess we could focus on a couple of front and center pieces, and that is your income at the individual level. Of course, it also affects departments and agencies, their ability to run their shops efficiently. If the same dollars are buying fewer services and goods, then that impacts the entire – it impacts our business as well. On the personal level, people have to I think the bottom line is we have to ride through this. There's really very little we can do about it as individuals. The forces are large, everything from the shock to the oil supply that's caused by Ukraine to the housing market, the spurt in pent-up demand at the consumer level that people weren't spending through much of COVID, and now COVID restrictions are relaxing. People want to go on vacations. They want to go to the movies. They want to go to the theater. They want to do their weddings that have been put off. And so you've got this extra spending that's going into the economy, and all of that's driving inflation. So at a personal level, I think, yes, there is talk in Congress about in the administration about a pay raise. that'll help. But the numbers I'm seeing, Bob, are in the 5, maybe 6% range. And inflation right now is, you know, tracking is 8, 9%. So you're still going to have to ride through it. TSP accounts are getting hit hard. So what's somebody to do? I don't think chasing returns in this market, because all sectors of investments are being affected, right? So how do you can't really chase that. And people, we're not, most of us aren't professional investors, and we're not going to ever be able to time the market moving from one fund to another, for example, in your TSP. I think the biggest thing people can do is watch their personal spending. And we'll get through this. You know, historically, we always have. The stock market will come back. The fundamentals for the economy are still strong. Unemployment is low. Really, the big... the elephant in the room is wages. So, and I think the federal government is going to be responding to that. At some point, the Fed's work at raising the short-term interest rates will impact and affect interest rates overall. That'll slow spending, and the inflation will slow down. Just this weekend, you know, gas topped $5.
Yeah.
Nationwide, there's just a lot going on, and I think we'll get through it. I would really be hesitant to say how long this is going to last. I mean, the talk right now is we're entering a recession. You know, that just last week we heard that a lot. 2 months of negative GDP growth, or 2 quarters, we're there. So does it keep going? I don't know. You're a CPA. You follow this. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm constantly following, like, what Janet Yellen's saying all the time. And people are uncertain.
Me too. I get the calls, and, you know, I'm a financial guy. I'm a tax, more so tax and investments, but I understand both. But people go, what do I do? You know, my CD is better than what it was, but it's not as good as I want in the market. You know, I don't want to put any more money in. And again, I'm not a financial planner, but sometimes I have to be the counselor. And then say, you know, what goes up comes down, what goes down comes up. So it's more a long-term view than it is a short-term.
One of the slides that we show our finance committee as an institutional investor is returns on our investment portfolio over the last 40 years. And I will tell you, as painful as this is right now, it will come back. And I just don't think it's smart to chase investments. I do think it's smart to look at personal spending and really evaluate, do I need all of this? Should I put that trip off? There's a psychology at work here too. Like I said, the truth is people put a lot of stuff off for the last 2.5 years, and now they're ready to spend. I just think people have to be thoughtful and careful about that.
Well, you know, one of the things that they should think about spending money on is life insurance. I mean, that's what you all do. So I just remember as a younger person and talking to younger people that, you know, no, I don't need life insurance. I'm young. It's not going to impact me. And after a while, they understand why somebody should consider it. I'm not saying they have to have it, but they should consider it. And sometimes you have to say, well, how did your brother or sister-in-law do, et cetera? And I don't sell life insurance, but I know the need for it. It's not that you're here. If it was somebody else here, I would say the same thing. It's got a place. And then you look for the carrier, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you, when you talk to folks, which you talk to an awful lot, what do you feel sometimes is their first apprehension to get more or even get it, life insurance?
Tony, why don't you take that one?
Sure. You know, so they are really looking at what is the barrier to entry, right? You know, do I have to do a medical exam, or does my rate change all the time, or what else, you know, are you not telling me about that? So WIPA's, you know, well positioned, you know, that our rates are published, right? They're on our website. You can see exactly what your rate is now as a 30-year-old, and you can see what it is if you are a 60-year-old, right? So there's nothing hidden. Everything is very upfront. With WIPA, you do undergo a medical questionnaire, and it is possible you need a medical exam, although that's not required in all cases. But those are really, you know, what you would need to do in order to get your foot in the door with us. But as you, you know, once you get in with us, there is, you know, a very consistent pattern, you know, in terms of the rates as you move forward. And kind of tying it back to what you're talking about with deflation and wallet share, WIPA is able to attract and retain so many of our members because of the way that we treat both premiums and other types of benefits with the program. So, for instance, we lowered our rates beginning January 1 of 2022 in several of our age groups. So many of our members experienced a rate reduction as of January of this year. And then in addition to that, we also have a premium refund program where annually the board of directors will review our financials, they'll review the marketplace, et cetera, and if they are able to, they may elect to return some of the premiums back to the members. And we did have a 10% refund in September of 2021, and we've done a refund back to our members for over 23 years now in running. So again, while it's not guaranteed, that is a way, again, to attract potential members to the program, but then also to show them, you know, we mean what we say, right? We're here to provide a value, to provide a service to them, and those premium refund possibilities, but also the low rates really helped to attract and retain our members.
But the carrier is pretty impressive. So the carrier of the insurance is what?
New York Life. That's correct.
That small company, right?
Right.
You know, it's interesting. As a nonprofit, I mentioned just one almost superficial way that makes a difference, but we really do take a long-term view. We're not beholden to shareholders, for example. We don't have to worry about our quarterly earnings reports and shaking up the company as for-profit insurers would. We are owned by our members. And we want the best for them, not a tagline. This is core to the nonprofit mission of the organization. And so Tony mentioned being good stewards of that money, for example, we're extremely well reserved on purpose, by design, and despite the ups and downs of the market last year and this year, we still returned 10% to the members. This is because we take a long-term view, we're extremely conservatively and well reserved. And what triggered me saying that was New York Life, our partner, is our carrier that we use. They're not front and center with our business that much, but they play an important role in our plan. They are a mutual insurance company, which is similar. It's much more similar to us than it is a corporate insurance company. They had a huge premium dividend for their members last year. Why? Because they're so incredibly well-reserved and they recognize that long-term, this is the right thing to do for their insureds. We are similar in that regard.
All righty, if we look at the landscape, federal employees, and I see a bullet point here, the House legislators push a 5.1% pay raise for all feds. Now, did that go through? So,
I don't think it's been voted on yet, Bob. No. I'm not following this daily. What we're really concerned with more than anything else is making sure our rates are as low as they can be and as competitive as they can be, because we serve the federal market, federal workforce exclusively. We do want to help people understand how they can manage through this time. So you can talk to us individually. I know later on we may talk about our Ernst & Young program, where we have financial counselors available, no cost to members, not selling anything, fee-based only. It's a tremendous program, but it's part of our mission to help people understand their personal budgets.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a short break and we'll hear a little bit more about WAPA in the spot, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about, besides the life insurance, the spinoff benefits that you get as well.
You've heard about the wage gap, but do you know about the coverage gap? Studies show that only 47% of women have life insurance compared to 58% of men. Plus, women carry less coverage on average. Female civilian federal employees, do you need life insurance? Visit WAEPA.org today. WAEPA's online tools can show you how much coverage to consider. WAEPA, offering group term life insurance for feds by feds. Visit WAEPA.org today for more.
WAEPA, for feds by feds.
Welcome back to For Your Benefit. We're here today. We're talking with Shane Canfield, the CEO of WAEPA, and Tony Zarentic, the Senior VP of Operations. Talked a little bit about WAEPA, but let's drill more into the benefit of having a WAEPA policy because, as you mentioned, the insurance company is New York Life. It doesn't get much better than that. And it's not yesterday. They've been with you for as long as I can remember. So, you know, we're not trying to sell life insurance, but everybody should consider life insurance in their lifetime, be it young, middle, or old. So, Tony, you interface, I guess, a lot with New York Life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you find that people that you talk to, they don't understand the dynamics of a life insurance policy because it is just a life insurance policy. There's a term, there's a this, there's a that. So with regards to what they get from WAEPA, what's that focus?
For our potential members and our existing members, they're focused on the relationship with WAEPA. So as Shane said earlier, we are backstopped by New York Life, who is our carrier. But for the purpose of our potential members and our current insureds, they're focused on the relationship that they have with WAEPA. You know, we are servicing those, you know, the application process, we're servicing the existing membership, you know, if they want to increase their coverage, if they would like to change their beneficiary, et cetera. WAEPA is the go-to for our members for all of those types of changes or enhancements to their coverage. So New York Life is a valuable partner. On the backside, as Shane said, when we started, you know, WAEPA is a C9, right? We're a nonprofit, so we cannot be a life insurance carrier. So we partner with New York Life to provide that aspect. But from the members' perspective, WAEPA is the organization that they're most concerned with. They rely on us to provide them, you know, information and then anything else and ideally products and services that fit what they need.
So somebody needs it, but maybe they don't know that they need it. In my world, sometimes people would say, well, I don't need that. And I go, well, I hope you never need it. But it's like car insurance. It's like fire insurance. There has to be something there, especially, you know, if the individual is single and it's going to be single for life, maybe that's one category. But most people aren't necessarily like that. And then somebody gets married. Not everybody gets married. Maybe we have life insurance and we're not married. There's a need for it because when we go, there's maybe a need for money that wouldn't be there otherwise, and this is an inexpensive way to get it. But what do you find people that they don't understand? Not that they're against it, but they just don't understand the dynamics of why they need it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question, Bob. So we have an extremely robust member services department that's overseen by my colleague, Stephanie Baker, there at WAEPA. So the member services team can handle any of those questions or comments that, again, prospective members or existing members may have, right? So the member services team is also a backstop to our website, right? So the website has a needs calculator on it. If you're unsure of how much coverage you need or you may want to have or how you kind of fit in with others in similar need groups such as yours, So the website has a lot of great information, FAQs. But if an applicant wants to talk to a human, or if they want to email something and get something back, that's really where WAIPA shines too, is we want to meet applicants and members where they want to be, right? If they just want to self-serve on the website, they can do that. If they want to email us, they can do that, and we'll get back to them right away. If they want to pick up a phone and call us, they can pick up a phone and they can get a real human being, you know, during normal business hours, you know, Monday through Friday, and they can ask one question, or they can sit in and chat with us for an hour or more, and our staff can answer those questions. They can provide value added benefits, and if for some reason if there's a great question and we can't answer it right away, we can go find the answer and we can get back to that individual to make sure that they feel comfortable as they're looking to WAIPA to provide for them.
What do you find as a common denominator of people that they kind of sort of know it, but they don't know why they need it?
that's a tough one. As you said earlier, you know, most folks, they probably do need life insurance. It's just whether or not they want to purchase it or not is taking that leap forward. So we just try and make them feel comfortable about the process, right? So being transparent about, yes, there are medical questions. Sometimes you may need a medical exam or a blood draw. Sometimes you may not. But we take care of those types of things. There's no money out of pocket for the applicants if they want to do that, right? So if we do need a medical exam for any reason, we are paying for that. That's not something that needs to come out of your pocket. So really just trying to make people feel comfortable with the process to fill in any gaps in the information that they may already have. That's what we're there for, to make them feel comfortable, to make them realize the value of WAIPA being around for civilian feds for, you know, over 79 years now, and that will continue to be there, you know, for the next 79 years as well.
I find the younger, I was young at one point, you know, I don't need life insurance, I'm going to live till forever, and was single, but then I thought, well, maybe I ought to have a little bit, for my folks, you know, if I wasn't around, not that they were dependent upon me, or my quote family, there'd be something in it for them. And then I really didn't know the difference between whole life, this life, that life. So what does WAIPA provide somebody that doesn't know, just doesn't know? I know I need life insurance. There's something called whole life and there's something called term. What's the difference between whole life and term?
Sure. Just at a very high level, whole life is kind of intuitive in terms of the name, right? Whole life is designed to cover you until you pass away, no matter what age that is, right? Whether it's 68 or 97, whole life will be there for you. In addition, whole life usually has some sort of cash value that if you want to surrender the policy for whatever reason, that generally speaking, you'll be able to get back a portion of the premiums you have paid in over those many, many years or over those few years. Term life, on the other hand, does not have a cash value. And term life is generally a specified fixed rate for a specified period of time. So in WAIPA's case, we offer term life, and our program is set up very similarly to the federal program called FEGLI that most folks are familiar with, where it's a five-year age band and a five-year rate during that age band. And then when you go into the next age band, your rate does change, and you can continue the coverage for WAIPA up to age 85 under the term program if you choose to. So that's kind of the difference between the two programs at a high level.
Okay. And which is the more popular of the two?
Wow. I mean, that's really tough. To be honest, they're both extremely popular, but for completely different reasons, right? So generally speaking, younger folks will have a high face value term policy because they want to cover themselves when they have a lot of debt, right? And debt could be a house, could still be college loans, but it could be a family, right? You know, where the family's relying on them as a wage earner, et cetera. But then also, many folks will have a smaller whole life policy that will carry them, again, you know, until they pass away, no matter how old they are. And those whole life policies are generally, you know, used to provide final benefits, you know, to take care of sending their loved one, you know, on to the next life. And then maybe also something left a little bit for the family as well. But whole life is generally a much smaller face value because of the premiums required for whole life. So usually you don't see, you know, $1 million face life whole value. Term life is really there to fill that need in the younger years generally. And then whole life can fill anything, you know, from, you know, all the way from birth, again, you know, up to whenever you pass away, no matter how old you may be at that point.
I remember back when I was just out of school and somebody said, you need life insurance. I wasn't married. And I go, for what? And then I thought, well, maybe to compensate my parents for all the years of aggravation, should I pass early? And so I did term. But it was, you know, it was like I was renting an asset. And after a while, I thought, well, there's this other thing where some of that premium goes in and it provides a cash value that grows and it provides the protection. Now, I'm not trying to be a commercial here, but it was just, I didn't know. You know, I'm an accountant, but, you know, back then I didn't know the rules of the world.
And the two, and by the way, Bob, I don't know if there's any amount of money that you could provide your parents for the trouble you caused them as a young person.
But
there are two buckets of things that people need to think about when they buy life insurance, and that is current and expected future debt. That's an obvious one, right? A mortgage, or I want to put my kids through school, or I want to help them do that, or whatever it is. There's a certain dollar amount that you can immediately see. Mortgage, plainly obvious, right? I have $400,000 on my house. I got to pay that if I'm not here. The other piece is lost income. And that's one that sort of gets lost in the conversation. So if you're 40 years old and you're making 100 grand, that number would increase over time. That is money that won't be there for your loved one over many years. And that's where these numbers accumulate really fast. So you have to look at both dynamics. The other piece is that it changes over time. Your mortgage is paid. You're older. This is what Tony was talking about. There's a place in somebody's portfolio for term life. There's a place for whole life. The whole life conversation is a very different one because it is also an investment. And so you really need to think about whole life in an overall context of your cash value, retirement assets. What's your home worth, for example? If I die, I'm going to sell my house. My heirs will sell my house, for example. Every situation is completely unique. So somebody not only has to do it once to figure out how much I need. I would say the needs piece is first. Figure out the dollar amount you need. Try to anticipate what that'll look like over time, but you can adjust these amounts of the life insurance need over time. But then how do I get to that number? That's where the financial planning element really comes into play. You've got to figure out, like I would suggest to you, don't buy a whole life policy, for example, unless you're fully contributing in your TSP. You know, there are certain basics that I think talking to somebody can help understand and prioritize that. Whole life is a great product, but it tends to be one that, because of its cost, that people that have a really good handle on their debt and lost income if they died, really good handle on that, and your total budget, then you can start to think about whole life.
So the younger person would want the term because the cost is less and their income is not what it's going to be at that stage of the development. And as time goes on, there's kind of a switch from term to whole life. The whole life provides really an investment. It provides coverage, but it also provides an investment. and the investment grows with time. And if you were to look at maybe you talk to your group often, what do you find that they don't get initially when they first come to a WAPA session or the educational value? What do they not understand about the need for life insurance?
So good question. To be completely honest, a lot of the folks that are really tuned in to our message, they are recognizing the value. So they're looking for, to be honest, what's the catch? Is really what they're saying. That's what we hear the most is, what is the catch? Yep, I understand. I have life insurance already. You seem to be the better value. So what's the catch, WAPA? So we talk about that quite a bit. Is, you know, there is no catch, other than, you know, you do have to be medically underwritten, right? You do have to answer the health questions, but there is no other catch. There is no other, something that they're missing out on. From that perspective, Bob, but I think a lot of folks maybe are unaware that our life insurance is portable. So once the civilian federal employee retires, they can carry the WAPA insurance into retirement if they choose to. There's no change to their rate. There's no change to the face value. So I think that's kind of a light bulb that goes off for those potential applicants. And that, we're happy to discuss it with them in further. But that's really, this is great. So if I do still need some term insurance into retirement, WAPA is there to provide that for me as well. So that's very beneficial.
So going again from the early stage, I need something. Maybe I don't need anything. I'm single. I'm never going to be married. I don't need it. Maybe I need some. So I start off with a small policy. Somebody would say, no, I want a bigger policy because it locks in the lower premium. But not everybody at a young age wants to spend a lot of money on life insurance premiums. But then as time goes on, do you find people add to it? They get a policy for X dollars to take care of the initial needs that aren't particularly high. And then they go, whoop, we had a marriage or whatever, and I need more coverage to cover my expenses or my bills, should I pass?
Absolutely, yes. That's very common with WAPA. Our members frequently will upgrade their life insurance as their needs change, and we are there to provide that for them. So currently, our applicants and our members can get up to $1.5 million in face value. And as you said, if you come in your 20s and maybe you just get a $25,000 or $50,000, policy to start, once you start building the family or once you purchase a house and you have, that kind of debt, our members frequently will upgrade to match, their debt obligations and beyond. And then by the same token, as folks age, then they may not need as much. So we're still happy to offer them just a lower face value and they can lower their premiums. They keep cash in their pocket, but they also still have that backstop that WAPA will be there in case anything were to happen.
Yeah, I can remember again years ago, early part, dear friend, fortunately still a dear friend, and married, kids were on the way, and I said, well, you need some life insurance. And he goes, no, I don't. And I go, well, yeah, you do. Why don't you buy a little bit, test drive it, see what it's like. Anyway, let's approach that more because Andrew says it's time for a break. We've got a little light, folks, here, and it's a red light, and he's blinking. He says it's time for a spot, so we'll listen to what NITP can do for the listeners.
Who do you trust when making your most important decisions? National Institute of Transition Planning has been the trusted source for federal retirement planning, serving new, mid-career, and pre-retirement federal employees for more than 30 years. NITP's subject matter experts bring more than 800 years of collective expertise on federal benefits, financial transition, and estate planning. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com to sign up for their free monthly newsletter and information about free webinars.
Are you at the mid-career stage of your federal career, or do you plan to retire in the next 5 years and wonder if you are prepared for retirement? No matter what career stage you are, it's never too early to dot the I's and cross the T's. NITP now offers online open enrollment training to help you understand your federal benefits package and financial planning options with tips and tools to plan and fine-tune your retirement planning goals. Visit NITPINC.com to download the current brochure and calendar.
Welcome back to the final session of today's show with the good folks from WAPM, Shane Canfield and Tony. And at the break, before we came back on air, we were talking about cost because we really haven't talked that much about cost. So we've talked about need, we talked about satisfying the need, and what's it going to cost us?
Yeah, the cost is an interesting one. Tony pointed out our rates are public. Begley's rates are public. People can go online and instantly say, I'm this age, assuming you're a federal employee, 100% all feds, and I need this much coverage. What's the price differential? And it's right there. It's literally just a seconds to do it. So that's one piece. And we're consistently lower than Begley. Principally because we're underwritten initially. It's not like underwriting every year. But Begley is an employer plan, and they have to take all employees, regardless of health, at any point in their life. And that's a different actuarial dynamic than what we have. So we're almost always less expensive, but it's – Tony's probably cringing when I say that. In theory, we're not supposed to say that. But I will tell you that I don't need to – demonstrate it. People can go look for themselves. That's one piece. The number one reason people hesitate and don't buy enough life insurance, and this is our experience, but also LIMRA is our trade industry group that follows deep dive studies on many aspects of life insurance and the consumer, is an understanding, it's a misunderstanding of how much in particular term life insurance costs. People think it costs a lot more than it does, and therefore people don't want to get the amount they need. My suggestion is version of what I said before. Figure out how much you need first, then do some shopping. And if Begley is the comfort zone where you are, meaning you want to buy just as much as you can through Begley and then supplement, you'll need more than that. And then supplement with something like WAPA, that ought to be your go-to first place to look. And then you can do a full market search. We don't play any games with our rates, Bob. We don't have standard, substandard. We don't have male, female. We have one rate, and it's based on how much you want and your age. This, I'm very proud of that. The life insurance business does have a lot of gimmicks in it. We don't do that. We've never played that game. And one of the reasons is not only is it a good value, but it also makes comparing with Begley easy to do. An interesting piece is as we've been redesigning our website, Tony mentioned, we call it meeting people where they want to be met, meaning how do we deliver information and the product? And there are so many ways to do it now. There's websites, there's email, there's conversations on the phone. And so as we've gotten more sophisticated and we have a member portal, you can talk to us, you can email us about how much do you need, for example. We give you many different ways to connect with us. As we've gotten our website and our online presence much more sophisticated, like, for example, we have a member portal. You can log into that and do a bunch of stuff on the portal itself. Is that older folks tend to be very comfortable in the online environment. You know, we have this notion that older people, they're not digital natives. They didn't grow up with it. They're very comfortable in the online environment. And it's younger people. The online piece is fine. But they have questions. How much do I need? What you were talking about, what is term? What is whole life? And not easily done in an online environment. So they want to talk to a human. So it's really interesting. It seems to be counterintuitive.
Yeah.
And so I think knowledge is the key here, Bob. If people have questions or concerns, just learn about it. It doesn't take that long to understand. For most families, you know, if you have a really big, large estate, of course, then you need CPAs and attorneys and all this kind of stuff to plan it. But most of us aren't in that situation. So I would say just spend the time and learn. And learn in whatever, using whatever vehicle you want. Phone, email, website. It doesn't matter. But that learning takes the mystery out of it. And then you're much more comfortable having this conversation. If you don't know much, it's a big scary thing because you're talking about your own mortality.
Which we don't want to talk about.
Who wants to talk about that? You know, nobody does.
Right.
So I think education is key. And we try really hard to give people just as much education as they want.
Now, you do education should they call you, but do you do webinars?
Yeah, we do webinars. You know, you guys work with us on a lot of that, doing a tremendous job. We have other educational means. Tony, can I have him talk a little bit about the EY program?
Whatever you want to do.
I think this educational piece, because the EY program is practical, real information about your personal situation, but there's also a huge learning and knowledge component to this. You gain so much more comfort with personal finance vis-a-vis going through this process.
Right. So as Shane was saying, Bob, we partnered with EY about 4 years ago to offer this service at no cost to our members. So the partnership with EY provides access to a CFP at EY, and our members can really do anything they want with that CFP, right? They could just ask a general financial question, or they can sit down and they can go through a full-on, full-blown financial plan with the EY representative. And again, that's at no cost to our members. So WAPA provides this kind of as a value add. You know, Shane talked about it at the start of the show, where WAPA is here to serve civilian federal employees and their families. And then that's not just selling them a term life product, right? It's also what else can we do? We just talked about the webinars. That's another option, right? Where it's sharing knowledge. It's making everybody in the room smarter at the same time. And the EY program, we're really proud of. It's another way for our members to gain control and confidence, you know, over their finances and their financial goals. And that's done with EY only. So WAPA sponsors the program, but that's where our involvement stops, right? We don't receive any of the data back from EY or anything like that. It's all kept in confidence on the EY side. But our members who have interacted with the EY CFPs, they have rave reviews. You know, they felt like they have just gotten a ton of information and valuable insight and or an actual financial plan, you know, that they intend to follow for the next, you know, decade or two. So the folks that have interacted with the EY program have nothing but great things to say about it. So we are just encouraging our members to continue to, you know, to leverage that program. And hopefully new members that come in as well will take advantage of all the benefits that the EY program has to offer.
I'm not so sure everybody always understands what a certified financial planner has to do to become a certified financial planner. So they have to take an exam. Like an accountant is a CPA, certified public accountant. And the exams are not easy. So it's kind of like public trust. So they have credentials. They have to operate within a narrow margin of reasonableness and the like. So, you know, I happen to be a CPA. I don't particularly like accounting, but I like taxes. Taxes, you know, as long as you do things right, you just stretch it, but don't stretch it too far. And financial planning is much the same thing, but the financial planners we're talking about, they operate within a narrow margin, reasonable investment, reasonable rate of return. They're not trying to strike oil in the desert.
This program, we went with Ernst & Young for many reasons, but one was there's no commission for these people at all. WEPA is paying them a fee for a certain number of hours, and that's the arrangement we have with them. And so we track that, how many hours, how many people called in, and how long did they talk. But they're not selling anything. EY is not a broker. This is a traditional, what you would call, if you were looking for a financial planner on your own, you'd call this a fee-based plan rather than a free one, which you can get. You know, everybody has them, right? Fidelity has it, and Morgan Stanley. There are many ways you can get a financial plan, but if it's done by somebody who's also selling product, in my mind, I always wonder how much of this is going to, at the end, result in me, how am I paying for this guy's time or this person's time with a sale at the end? So we took all of that out of this, and this would cost you $800-900. You can do it more than once. I've got an email I just sent to Tony this morning. I'm going to be updating my personal plan. I did this as part of the original pilot of this, and it's a great, truly great program. And financial wellness is what they call in the corporate world. The EY people work with some big companies. We took a version of that and provided it to WEPA members. Their biggest client is Bank of America. If you're a Bank of America employee, you get the same service. If you are ExxonMobil, you get the same kind of service. And we have half a dozen, I think, maybe it was eight, I think, on the EY team that are completely and totally trained up in unique aspects of federal employee benefits. So they're going to be able to talk to you about your TSP. It won't be foreign language to them. So it's we put a lot of time into this, and we hope people use it.
I remember when you first joined forces, and it was, I think, at one of your meetings, and the EY folks were there, and, you know, being an accountant. But I'm not an accountant. I'm a tax guy, and they're tax people. Pretty much there, but they're accountants too, and you know, nice. They spoke, you know, they spoke English. They didn't talk accountantese, which is nobody understands. Or we talk
understand
about
you, Bob.
Yeah, I try not to sound like that. So, but what I found refreshing, because I called a few of them, you know, afterwards, just to talk about things, not to try to pry anything out of them. And they were very, very normal, but they knew what they were talking about. And that's important, because your policyholders, they're more normal than accountants or attorneys. Or because we all speak our own jargon, but we can't always speak our jargon outside of the office.
Yeah.
So what do you find oh my goodness, we got 2 minutes left. I thought we had like 20 minutes left. Anyway, 2 minutes. So why don't we forget what I was going to say. What final comments?
I would say stay tuned. We've got a number of things coming. We continue to improve our products and add new products. We're doing more work with our website. Just stay tuned with us, because we're doing all kinds of new and interesting things on a regular basis.
Now, if I want to stay tuned, what do I tune in to?
Check back to the website. You can get on our mailing list. We have you know, our webinars. We'll give announcements. It's very easy.
What's the website?
WAEPA.org, O-R-G, nonprofit.
Okay. That means organization, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony?
No, I think Shane hit the nail on the head there. We've had a lot of new products and services over the past few years, and we're hoping to add to that as well. So the website is a great way to interact with us, and then also, but our contact information is there too, including our 800 number, so folks can always give us a call and ask questions that way as well. But if you're looking for the information, there's a good chance that we have it.
Okay. And I want to thank you all. You've been sponsoring the show. You all come on a few times a year, but then we have financial planners, we have benefit people, they all come in and they talk about whatever the listeners probably should know, if they listen. And, you know, we get a good response. So thank you all. Thanks for being here today. And listeners, tell more folks about WAPA. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WAPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.